The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Don't start thinking you missed your bus. It is 20 to 9, not 27 after 8. I just thought we'd talk to Harley after 8:30 as we were talking to Derm, which was a great story, Derm Flynn, about Come From Away. Harley's on the line from America. Harley, have you seen that musical, Come From Away?
I have not, but it sounds like a must-see after listening to some of your interview.
Wonderful story. Wonderful story. Canadians, Americans at their very best. Now, immigration again.
Yeah, James Carroll, the director of the U.S. Office of Drug Control Policy, he says the drug cartels are taking advantage of the U.S. humanitarian crisis at the Mexican border. And here's how he says they work it. He said the drug cartels control the river on the Mexican side. So they send people to the section of the border trying to sneak into the country, hundreds of them at a time. The Border Patrol has to respond to that situation, which leaves miles and miles of border unprotected. The traffickers then send the drugs over in an area where the Border Patrol can't do their job. He also made a plea once again, he says he's done this before, for Democrats in Congress to come to the border and see for themselves that what he says is true. He said they've been invited, but they don't come. And when they come, they cherry pick what they want to look at, and they don't look at the problem areas.
He's right. We've got a problem here, Harley. I mean, in Australia years ago, I'm talking about the 50s, every time an election was coming on, the National Party, the Country Party, would promise to build an airstrip. So there are airstrips all over Australia. No one can monitor them. Planes could come in there with drugs and whatever and unload them into trucks and cars and away you go. So these are very, very significant issues, this illegal drug industry. What's this cancer story?
Well, this is really, really fascinating. Northwestern University in Illinois, they developed a new system to deliver chemical drugs to cancer cells and kill them. It's a Trojan horse kind of scenario. The cancer drug is hidden inside a fat cell, which is hidden inside a blood protein that typically carries the fat throughout the body. The cancer tumor sees it, it looks familiar, says, yummy, a new snack, and invites the fat cell into the cancer tumor. Once that happens, the chemo drug goes to work and kills the cancer. It's cleaner, it's lower in toxicity, fewer side effects because it doesn't poison the rest of the body like chemotherapy usually does, and it worked so far against cancers of the bone, pancreas, and colon. Those are all tough ones, as we know. And so they figure it'll work on others, but those are the three they've proven.
Very well explained, Harley. That's very complicated stuff. Amazing. Someday there'll be a universal cure for cancer, but at the moment it is the scourge of modern health. What's the story about the little girls being robbed?
Little girls near Chicago. One little girl was operating a lemonade stand with help from a couple of friends, of course, learning about income and expenses and profits and crime. Four teenage boys came along and stole their money, $9, left her and a young friend in tears. Her father went on a social media platform to let his neighbors know about it. They turned out. Dozens of other people around town turned out. A caravan of police cars turned out to buy lemonade and snacks. The $9 stolen turned into nearly $350.
Lovely.
And the little girl held the money in her hand and said she's going to give the money to a local food bank to help hungry people.
What about the mongrels that stole in the first place?
Well, they have not caught them yet. As a matter of fact, the neighbors all said, you need to call the police and get them arrested. And the little girl said, no, they needed the money more than she did. And they went on. I mean, this little girl didn't want to keep the $9. She said, or the $350. She said, I'm going to give it to the local food bank.
Lovely stuff. Yeah, we're really inspired by people who have those sorts of instincts in ones so young. Lovely stuff, Harley. Talk to you tomorrow.